And yesterday on Get A Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice, we started a brand new series on how to talk naturally and conversationally. Today, we're starting the first of those new topics with gesticulation. Yeah, why is it important to, well, use your hands to help your voice? I mean, you may be thinking to yourself, hold on, this is all supposed to be about talking with your mouth, isn't it? Well, yes and no, because talking also involves the rest of your body. I mean, certainly in breathing, you use your diaphragm, your throat and so on, but talking also involves your hands, your head. In fact, a lot of the rest of your body as well, posture and gesture go hand in hand, if you see what I mean, to affect your vocal delivery. Now, earlier on in our podcast series, we looked at how to imagine another person in the room with you as a way of presenting more conversationally. It's not just picturing someone in your mind that can help, though. You can also use this body behaviour, the gestures you would normally use when speaking face-to-face, when you can see somebody. And tomorrow in the show, face-to-face gestures when talking face to mic, as Get A Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.